where does this leave the state of Florida in terms of services, Dick Batchelor?
It hurts him. He's a hypocrite. Let me describe the governor for you. This guy is a wealthy guy who bought a big, expensive toy called the state of Florida, but he doesn't know how to put it together. He doesn't know how to operate it at all. He's saying special interest vetoes. He vetoed money for child protection teams. He vetoed money for domestic violence issues. He vetoed money for mental health. I mean, how can he say there's a big special interest in there? And then he vetoes $650 million worth and says we need to plow it back in education and tells the Tea Party, look, I cut the budget. Well, if you cut the budget but you want to plow it back in, you've reinvested the net. There's a net sum there. Very hypocritical. At the same time, you've got a governor who had the bill signing as a private party. It's not a private party. You sign in a $69 billion state budget. It's open. Government sunshine, transparency. Let me see what you're doing, Governor. I think he just hasn't figured it out yet. The last thing I will say is that if you look at the things he vetoed, they're on the high priority list of the Speaker of the House and the Senate President. They have override powers because they've got the numbers. I think they're going to override some of his issues because those monies, like funding for University of Central Florida, PICO capital outlay monies, were very necessary dollars.
Lou Fry, do you think, are we going to see it, Dick, overrides?
Yeah, that to me is really the interesting issue because we haven't decided, nor did the legislative session decide who's running the state. Was it the state legislature or was it the governor? How important was Mike Karadopoulos or Dean Cannon? How did they fit into this whole issue? And I think that the issue of the overrides are really going to be a power issue as to who is running the state and who is going to lay out in the future what the plan is. Because I don't see from what's happened this time that there is any plan particularly going forward. I don't see any safe zones if you're involved in trying to get money from the state of Florida either. So there's basically no rules, and that isn't good. That isn't good for the state. I think that he needs to, you know, he's got a lot of governors. Bob Graham had a lousy first session or two and turned out to be a great governor in that. So, I mean, in all fairness, you got to say to him, well, let's give him a shot. The first thing was his first time out of the box. He's never been in politics before. Maybe he, Dean, and Mike ought to go away on a vacation and talk and figure out where they want to go as a group, because it's certainly not everybody marching to the same drumbeat.
Dick Batchelor, walk us through the process. How quickly would we see overrides of the governor's vetoes?
Well, the legislature convenes in January instead of March of next year because of this small thing called reapportionment around which everything circles. But let me give you a little historical perspective, which Lou would remember. You weren't even born. First Republican governor since Reconstruction, Claudius Maximus, Claude Kirk. He came in. He had never been in public office before. He had a Democratic House, a Democratic Senate, a lot of pork choppers, conservative, almost Dixiecrats. But he took them on in a very, I would say, uninformed way. And basically, he vetoed a pay raise, but called them shills of the public interest, of the not the public interest, but the private interest and the special interest, and really took them on and basically said, you're crooks, you're all crooks. Well, that didn't bode well for him. If you look at what the governor done, and maybe he read that chapter of Florida history, he's basically said, I'm vetoing this budget, $650 million, because it's all special interest, well-held special interest. Well, no, those items were put in a budget by the Speaker of the House and the Senate President, so now he's really, you know, poked them in the eye and challenge them. And I agree with Lou. If they don't get together and have this prayer meeting before the next session, they could be at loggerhead a long time.
And the other thing is, okay, we need jobs in Florida. I mean, I think we get 100% vote on that, right? We do need jobs in Florida. One of the governor's ideas was tax cuts to bring in business as such. I'm not really sure tax cuts work that well for it, but he did try, and he did get some tax cuts, not near what he wanted.
Big property tax cuts.
Well, I'm talking about business tax cuts now to bring in the jobs, okay? So, you know, that's sitting out there, and that area of doing things to attract business is not a bad idea. You've got to go out and fight for it, especially in the high-tech area. We a lot of tourism in that, but we need higher-paying jobs. And so, you know, that's a good start. So maybe he can develop something in that area and get some momentum with it.